was a pretty intense start to the season with the Champions Hockey League. So that completely changes the way we prepare as opposed to a normal season, because we have to get everything ready and trying to play at the highest level possible for the end of August as opposed to second or third week of September. And it was quite a heavy preparation, and I thought we played some really good hockey in Champions League. I was disappointed to come away with no points, but our goal at the beginning of the Champions League season was to compete in every game and be competitive, and hopefully if we're in tight, close, hard-fought games, then we would be able to take some points or hopefully win a game or two. And we were competitive, we just didn't find a way to win. I thought our home games were excellent. Every game we were right into the end. The Geneva game was 3-2 game, and Skellefteå 2-1 game. So we played some great hockey. It was just unfortunate that we didn't get any points. I was quite happy with the way we played for the most part. Road games were harder, but to me it was we played some good hockey, and we can hold our heads high for being extremely competitive against some great teams. And then as the season started, I felt like we had a lull to start the season. Not the best hockey we were playing to start. And I feel like I've seen that before. It was a letdown after guys were so motivated and excited to play these games against some of the best teams in Europe. And then you come play in your league and you think you're going to think it might be easier, but of course it's not. Some great teams in our league as well. So we didn't play at our 100% best for sure to start the season, and we paid for it. So we had a lot of games in a pretty short period of time. Ended up playing 14 games in I think it was 36 days, which is quite a few games. So we tried to manage that with the players and giving them a couple extra days off here and there to recover. And it's a mental grind as well. So I thought, obviously, we picked it up. And there's no coincidence that when Champions League ended, the players were able to focus a bit more on our league and pick up their game more. And then we've had a good streak for winning 7 of 8 games before the break, which hopefully we can sustain that coming out of the break, because we did give our players quite a few days off during the break as well to fully recover. We'll see. Hopefully we're not rusty when we start up here again. But it will be a benefit in the long run for sure for the guys to be well rested now when we start up again. So some ups and downs in the start of the season. We feel like we played some really good hockey in the last 3 weeks before the break. So it's a good break. We worked them hard. We gave them some rest. So we should be ready when we start up again. Now starting after our first break here, we have some really, really important and exciting games, as important as they can be in November against, it's a tough start for us with Slovan coming into town. They've made a lot of changes, and they're trying to better their team. And obviously with Ruzicka taking over about a month ago, they're playing some good hockey. So that'll be a tough game for us and at home. And then we have Zvolen on the road, and then Spiska, who's had a fantastic start to the season in first place. Everything's clicking for them. So three tough games in a row, two at home. Our goal is to continue the good play. We've been finding ways to get points and get wins, and we want to continue to do that. Our health has been up and down, so Berger isn't quite ready to get back into the lineup, but he'll be back soon. Besides that, we're relatively healthy again after some guys were sick and tired and injured. These two next home games are we feel it's really important that we have a great atmosphere. We have a huge advantage when our rink gets full or as full as possible. And what I always hear about our rink is that there's not a bad seat in the house. Everybody can see the game well, feel the atmosphere, and we on the bench and on the ice certainly feel the fantastic atmosphere that our supporters and fans bring in. So hopefully we see everybody at the at Steel Arena for these next two big important home games.